As Congress and the White House haggle over ways to reach a budget deal to avoid the fiscal cliff at the end of the year, a tax break that has long been untouchable is back up for discussion. We're talking about the mortgage interest deduction. Joining us live now is Scott Hodge. He's president of the Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan tax research organization. Scott, good morning. Great to have you with us on WTOP.
Good morning, Mike and Bruce. Thank you.
How valuable is this tax deduction?
It's worth about $90 billion a year to homeowners, and about a third of the benefits go to families earning between $100,000 and $200,000 a year, and about half goes to families earning over $100,000. So it's not as progressive or as beneficial to the rich as, say, the charitable deduction. It's more of an upper-middle-class benefit for taxpayers.
Would it be enough to keep people from buying houses at the rate they might ordinarily be?
Well, economists are split on that. If we look across the globe to countries that do have a mortgage interest deduction, they find that it produces a lot of volatility in housing prices, and it can actually counteract some of the benefits that it has to encourage home ownership. Let's look to our north in Canada, which does not have a mortgage interest deduction, and their home ownership rate is about the same as ours. So there's a lot of debate on whether or not it does produce the kind of benefits that a lot of politicians think it does.
Right. The only difference might be, Scott, that the people who are in the houses in this country right now are in houses knowing that they were going to have that deduction and maybe bought a little bit more house as a result of that.
Well, that's also a problem, that it can encourage people to buy houses that are more expensive than they really ought to have purchased. But a lot of the benefits from the mortgage interest deduction actually sort of get built into the price of the home and largely benefit realtors and home builders more than the homeowner itself.
Fascinating point.
Yeah, what are the odds that we could see something that would maybe put in a graduated loss of that deduction or perhaps cap the maximum deductions you could take, not specifying that itself?
I think the first thing we'll see is to eliminate the deduction for a second home and for homes over a certain amount, say $500,000 or more. And then I think it's a little less likely, but it's possible that we will see more stringent caps, such as the one that, ironically, Mitt Romney talked about, where you just simply limit the overall amount of deductions that anyone could take, and they'd have to balance the deductions they would take between their mortgage or their charities or other types of deductions.
Scott, as you listen to both sides talk about trying to avoid this fiscal cliff and the negotiations that are currently underway, the Tax Foundation, I'm sure, looks at all of this. Is there something you wish you could whisper in their ear so that they would get it clearly?
Well, I'd like them to think more about economic growth rather than just simply raising more revenues for deficit reduction, because the wrong type of tax policy can actually harm the economy and send us into a spiral that will make matters worse. And so I hope that they think about the kinds of tax reforms that will help grow the economy, and that in turn will produce more tax revenues, which will make reducing the deficit that much easier.
Scott, thanks. Appreciate your input this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
Scott Hodge is president of the Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan tax research organization.